The second annual WBFO Buffalo Blues Bash takes place Saturday night at our studios at Horizon Plaza. The opening band is Buffalo's own Tommy Z, and the headliner is finalist in the 2014 International Blues Challenge in Memphis, Billy the Kid and the Regulators. I had a chance to speak to Billy about what it means to finish in the top three at the Blues Challenge.
I can read.
To win, and, you know, the top three is, you know, win, place, and show. It's nice to win first place, but if we came in third, and to come in the top three, that's huge. Puts you in the conversation of, you know, wow, you were in the top three of the best bands in the world. For me, the whole experience for me was great. You know, getting to see a lot of the players that I've seen out there, either opened up for them or played with them or had been on a festival with them. They say it's the largest gathering of blues musicians and blues-minded people in the world. It's like it's like a family reunion, you know? I mean, it really is. I mean, it's a very special thing. So I recommend going to Memphis for anybody that's never been, especially for that week during the International Blues Challenge. It's something to see.
No matter how you break it down, it always ends the same. Seems that those that make the rules always win the game.
Billy the Kid, a.k.a. Billy Evanochko, is a native of the Pittsburgh area, born and raised in the blue-collar city.
I'm from a little town called Aliquippa, right by Pittsburgh Airport. You know, it's known for, you know, being a steel town and kind of a depressed area, I guess, but this is still home. And, you know, a lot of people try to do some good things here. And, you know, music's been a big part of my life always.
He formed the Regulators in 2004.
The band started around 2004. When I started putting it together. And, you know, of course, like anything, you know, when you first start something, it goes through a bunch of different phases, I guess is a good word to call it. You know, phases and personnel and, you know, trying to find, you know, that the elusive holy grail, you know, of a band, a sound that you're looking for. And I found that when I found my bass player, Arnold Stagger. He's my music director and he's my right-hand man.
I can't take it, baby. Sick and tired and sore.
Billy is bringing the high-energy performance that got his band to the finals here to Buffalo Saturday night.
My advice to anybody that was going down there to compete, don't go down there and just play 20 minutes or 30 minutes of music and just stand there like a bump on a log. You know, it has to be a show. That's my motto. It's a show. Whether it's 2 or 200, it's a show. I just think that's the way it should be. A lot of the stuff, you know, a lot of people should they stick, you know, they play this style, blues, and that style. I don't really, like, stick to one particular style. A lot of the original material, I'm just trying to tell my story. That's it. I'm trying to tell a story. Somebody, something, you know, that you and, you know, and people that are going to come see the show, they, wow, you know what, I've been there in my life. I've experienced that. And there's nothing hokey or, you know, fabricated. It's just, I'm telling a story.
For too many years, I've been playing the blues, making mistakes, and paying my dues.
The WBFO Buffalo Blues Bash, featuring Billy the Kid and the Regulators and Tommy Z, gets started at 7 p.m. Saturday night at our studios at Horizons Plaza. Doors open at 6:15. If last year was any indication, this will be a show you don't want to miss. My thanks to Billy the Kid.
Till Saturday, my brother.
I'm Pat Feldball for WBFO.
Yeah, I'm free, yeah.